This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is part of the major sins that we said, or this is related to sins related to matrimonial life. Now, from the other side, okay, women are making sins related to matrimonial life. One of the biggest problems many women are doing is that they don't obey their husbands. Okay? Women don't obey their husbands. Of course, here in the West, women, because of this feminism and after the suffragette, instead of women playing a certain role, now they want women to play the main role of a man. And by the way, I do remember that a Nobel Prize winner, he said the economical crisis, the social crisis that the West is going through is due to the fact that both husbands are not playing their roles that they should play. Means the husband, he should work and provide for the wife, and the wife should work to maintain, to help her husband at home, to help the children, to raise up the children. He said, if, and this is the Nobel Prize winner, he is not a Muslim, he was talking about this. He said the husband should play his major role and the wife should play her major role inside the house, and she should provide for children, etc., etc. And once they, each party plays his role, a complementary, okay, parties or couples will be establishing this marriage. Now, as we say, one of the biggest problems is wives don't obey their husbands. Because of this feminism, because of being independent, etc., etc., women don't like to obey their husband. And please, yani, subhanAllah, it's very ajeeb that some practicing sisters, they are not realizing that they should obey their husband. I receive so many questions from practicing sisters saying that, well, if my husband doesn't allow me to attend lectures or circles, am I allowed to obey him? Yes, of course you are allowed. You must obey him. And she said, how come? But I'm not attending circuit. We tell her, okay, sister, the first right is the right of your husband. She said, yeah, but, and these are practicing sisters. This is a big problem. They don't know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was talking about the right of a husband over her, his wife, he said, if I were to command a wife or someone to prostrate before someone, I would have commanded the wife to prostrate for her husband. Imagine. Okay? Because of the right of the husband over his wife. And the other hadith, if a woman knows the right of her husband, she would have licked the bus coming from him. If she knows the right of the husband. And when I mentioned this hadith in front of some sisters, they said, what is this? I said, this is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a wife came to him, and he said to him, don't make your husband angry. لا تغضبي زوجك. فإنما هو جنتك ونارك. He is your paradise and he is your hellfire. What does that mean? Means he is the one who is leading you to paradise and he is the one who is leading you to Jannah or to Nar. And there are so many ahadith that talk about the rights of husbands, okay, over their wives. Unfortunately, what we see, women, they want to be independent and they don't want to obey their husband. Don't do this, she does the opposite, okay? Sometimes it is the nature, and I want women to realize this, it is the nature. We are all men, we are married and we know this. It is the nature of the man. When he wants to come back home, he is tired, he is frustrated from work, etc., etc., he would like to see his wife ready for him, talking to him, maybe exchanging some soft words with him, some emotionals with him. But if he sees that his wife is not at home, or his wife is busy, okay, over the telephone, or maybe using the internet, she is busy, okay, using the internet, or she is talking to her mom and she was with her in-laws or with her mom just yesterday. He feels that his wife is not for him. Okay, we are men, we know this. And if he feels that his wife is not for him, problems start. And even a small thing will become a major thing because of this. And some women, and they are asking, but I'm not doing anything. And he's just exaggerating on everything. And they don't realize that the root cause of the problem is that the husband doesn't see his wife next to him. We are men, we know that our emotional need is fulfilled when we see our wives next to ourselves, okay, next to us. And then we feel happiness. This is the human being nature. And again, part of the of this means the wives are not obeying their husbands is the fact that some women, okay, they have wrong perception about their role at home. And sometimes I do ask women, who has more control over home, you or your husband? The traditional answer is, no, my husband has more control over everything at home. I tell them, no, it is not true. Who has more control? In reality, the wife has more control over the household members and the household issues. Do you believe on this? Do you believe in this?
Yeah.
Do you believe in this? I strongly believe in this. Just watch out. Yourselves, think about it. You will see that my wife has control over so many things. But how? How? Okay? Men, by nature, they don't want to displease their wives. They don't want wives to keep nagging. They want peace in mind, peace of mind in their houses. Okay? And because of this, he just wants to do anything in order to keep her happy, in order to keep her quiet, in order to keep her pleased. That is the reality. And what I tell women, listen, if you want anything from your husband, you can take anything from your husband, but in a very emotional way. You will never take anything from your husband if you act as a man with him. But if you act as a wife, as a woman with him, you can get everything you want from him. And we have a statement in Arabic, a famous saying, that a man is nothing but like a dog in the hands of his wife. Means his wife is playing, is using him upside down, like a dog, like a young lady is playing with a dog. Okay? The man is in reality like this. Another example, some other people are saying that the man is like a ring in the wife's fingers. She can move him from here to here. She can move him from here back to here. That is the reality of how a woman is controlling her husband. But how? This is the question. How? You cannot control your husband by lecturing him. You cannot control your husband by enforcing him. You cannot control your husband by giving commands to your husband. Just as I say to some women sometimes, just by kiss you can get everything you want from your husband. Why don't you women use this? Another is very strong weapon women can do, and Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them this. Their tears affect the husband more than anything. And instead of them shouting, just by them crying in a very humble way, the husband's heart will melt down. And then she can control him, she can do whatever she wants. We are men, we know this reality. But unfortunately, women or wives, they don't want to observe this kind of etiquette, and that's why problems come, and then, of course, problems escalate and become bigger and bigger, and we end up with marriage breakdown. Other problems, okay,